Do we not? You know, we have those moments where we realize or we wake up and we see, we understand. And the Christmas moment is something that God orchestrated in perfect timing. It says, and when the fullness of time had come, exactly when God wanted to send His Son, He sent His Son. And He sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. And everything was perfect in the moment. Everything was perfect in the season. You know, the shepherds were exactly where they needed to be. When they would see that star, when they would be, had the angels appear before them, everybody was in the right place at the right time, in the right moment, in the right season. And I'm a big believer in that. You know, we may not always see and understand in the moment how that everything is falling into place like it is for a reason. But I can tell you in my life, I've had numerous things that have happened where years, maybe even on down the road, I see why things happen as they did. In the moment they did, in the season they did, in the way that they did. And the coming of Christ is very much like that. When the fullness of time had come, when it was God's will, in the moment He sent His Son to be born, to be the Savior of the world. The thing that I want you to see about the Christmas moment this morning is first and foremost this, that Christ, our Savior, came at the right moment. In the right moment, in the right season, at the right time. You know, if it would have been before His coming, or if it had been after in our day and time, how different could things have been? But God knew exactly when Christ needed to come. He knew the exact season. He knew the exact moment. But I also want you to think about in the coming of Christ, in that moment, in the fullness of time, as it says, how many people never recognized the birth of Christ. How many people had not a clue that the Savior of the world was being born. That the man who would come and be the propitiation of their sins was literally being born in a manger. They would never know. They would simply go about their lives. Many people not knowing for generations, maybe even so, truly about the message of Christ. And they passed the moment by. I want you this holiday season to not allow the moment of Christmas to pass you by. I want you to embrace Christmas. I want you to embrace the season. Embrace the moment for what it is, because God has ordained it and orchestrated it in exactly the right moment and in the right season, in the fullness of His own time. I want you to know that Christ came in the right season. He came in the right moment, and I don't want you to allow that moment to pass you by. And I know this holiday season you're going to be focused on a lot of different things. How many of you have got all of your gifts bought? Nobody? Got a lot of shopping to do, do you not? Yeah, let me tell you the moment when I realized that I had not done any of my Christmas shopping. It's when I walked in the house this morning after work and I saw that Heather had a package almost as tall as I was wrapped by the tree. And it was for me. That was the moment that I realized I haven't done any Christmas shopping at all. So I know that over the next several weeks I've got a lot of things to do. This Christmas holiday season we'll buy gifts. This Christmas holiday season we'll have meals with family members, people that we love. We'll cook meals. We'll serve meals. Hopefully we'll serve one another. Hopefully this Christmas holiday season we do not allow the small moments that really matter to pass us by, like so many people allowed the moment of the coming of Christ to pass them by. I want you to know this season that Christ came in the right moment. But I also want you to see this about the moment of Christmas and Christ coming. Not only did He come at the right moment, but God and Christ provided at the right moment. Isn't that the beautiful thing about God? Is He always provides in the right moment and in the right season. I can tell you, just as I mentioned earlier, there have been moments and seasons in my life where I have wondered why things happened like they did. You know, why did this thing happen in the way that it did? Why didn't this thing that I wanted to happen, which was a good thing, not necessarily bad at all, it was a very good thing that I wanted to happen in a moment, in a time, in a place, and it didn't. And I wonder, why did that happen like it did? And sometimes months or even years down the road, I see and understand why things happen as they did in the moment, in the season that they did, because things just weren't right at that time. Because things weren't orchestrated and meant to happen in that moment. And just like with the coming of Christ, who came at the fullness of time, He came not only at the right moment, but He provided at the right moment. Amen? And He provided exactly what we needed when we needed it. It's amazing how God has the ability to do that, to provide what we need when we need it. This holiday season, I hope you see and understand not only that God provides for us in the right moment, but that He provides the right things in the right moment. God came at just the right moment with exactly what we needed. He sent us a Savior. He sent us someone who could be the stand-in for our sin. He sent us someone who could restore the relationship between unholy man and a holy, righteous God. I think about several verses of Scripture that I want to share with you quickly. The book of Psalms 145, verse 15, it says it this way. It says, "The eyes of all look at You, and You give them their food in due season." Psalms 104, verse 27 says it this way. "These all look to You to give them their food in due season." In Deuteronomy 11, chapter 14, He says it this way. He says, "He will give the rain for your land in its seasons, the early rain and the later rain, that you may gather in your grain and your wine and your oil." I think about Paul in Romans chapter 5, verse 6, as he says this. He says, "For while we were still weak, at the right time..." Now notice that. "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." Christ came at the right moment, but He also provided in the right moment. Amen? And provided us with exactly what you and I, as lost sinners, needed. We needed a Savior. We needed somebody who could change our hearts and change our lives and make us new creatures and new creations. And that's exactly what Christ Jesus did for you and I when He came and gave of Himself freely. Gave His life on a cross. And it all began with that humble birth at the very fulfillment of the time when God said He was ready. This holiday season, don't forget that He came in the right moment, but also that He provides in the right moment. I also want you to know this Christmas holiday season, as we celebrate that Christmas moment, that Christ says, "Now is the right moment." Amen? Now is the right moment. This Christmas holiday season is the right moment for you to see and understand who Christ is. This Christmas holiday season is the time, is the moment for you to see that you need a Savior. This Christmas holiday season is the time for you to see and understand that you need to allow God to take control of your home, of your family, of your life, of your workplace, everything, every aspect, every part of your life. Now is the moment, and now is the season for God to take control at this moment, in this place, in this time. Now is the moment. Now is the time. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Paul said it this way. He says, "For He says, in a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time, and behold, now is the day of salvation." This is the right moment. This is the right moment for God to provide you with exactly what you need. And I can promise you this, if you're here and you've never known Christ, this is the moment for you to know and for you to experience God's saving grace and salvation through Christ Jesus. Mark chapter 1, verse 15, the last verse I'll share with you before our praise and our worship team gets ready to come and close out. I promised you it would be a quick message. And the Scripture says it this way. "And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." When the time was right, in the fullness of time, God sent His Son. And here we see Christ. He says the time is fulfilled. He says the kingdom of God is at hand. And He says now is the time to repent, and now is the time to believe. this holiday season, I want you to see and understand that He came at the right time. He came in the right moment and provided exactly what you and I needed. An offering of salvation. A gift of true love that while we were still yet sinners, it says in the Scripture that He died for us. This holiday season, in the Christmas moment, don't forget about the things that really matter. The important things in life. If you're here this morning and you've never known Christ, I would love to share with you more about how that you might be saved. This is the moment. Paul says, now is the favorable time. Now is the right moment. Now is the season. Would you not come this morning, if this is the right moment, if this is the right season, would you not come and embrace Christ and accept Him into your heart and your life? If He's working in your heart, if He's working in your life, come, respond to that call. I would love to share with you Christ Jesus and Him crucified. I'd love to share with you the need, why you need to be saved and what Christ has done to prepare that for you. You come this morning. Maybe you're here this morning and in your relationship with Christ you struggle immensely. You're going through a moment and a season within your heart and in your home where things just are not as you would want them to be. They're less than happy this holiday season. You know, we go through the holiday seasons like Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it is difficult sometimes. It's difficult for a lot of reasons. For many, you know, the holidays remind us of loved ones who are no longer with us. You know, for many of us, the holiday seasons remind us of a broken home. For many of us, the holiday seasons just remind us of tragedy and hardship and a lot of different things. You know, this holiday season may not be overwhelmingly joyful for you in some ways, but I can promise you in Christ Jesus you can still have joy. You come this morning, seek His face and His face alone, and He'll help you have joy in the Christmas moment. However the Lord is leading you, as we move from this time of preaching to this time of response, be obedient to the call. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we close out this time of preaching, sharing of the Word, Lord, I pray with earnesty this morning, if there is somebody here who has never known You, Lord, I pray that Your Holy Spirit would be leading them and unctioning them and calling them and drawing them nigh to a decision of salvation, to trust and rely upon You and to give their heart and their life to You today and be saved. Lord, Father, I pray that if there is somebody here, maybe a family, Lord, who's just struggling in their relationship, just struggling in their walk, Lord, I pray that they would be obedient and come this morning, and in the moment they would turn it all over to You. Lord, Father, You know the needs of Your people. You know the heart of Your people. Lord, now I pray that Your Spirit just draw us nigh to whatever it is that You would have us to do. Lord, lead us in the path that You would have us to go. Most of all, Father, I pray that this Christmas holiday season we see that truly You came at the right moment and truly You provide in the right moment with exactly what it is that we need. Lord, help us to see that. Lord, help us to be humble. Lord, it's all this we pray and ask in Your holy and precious name. Amen.
Let's all stand together.
Just as You are, hear the Spirit call. Come just as You are. Come and see me, come receive me, come and live forever. Just as